Our feature, OK, I Want to Know, is where we ask you to ask us a question about something you've always wanted to know about, but maybe isn't traditional news. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart, and this is the first OK, I Want to Know of 2021. We get questions that are difficult to answer and some that are not so difficult. Because the last few months have been a bit much, we're going with some of the easier ones. Jeff Limerick, who lives downtown, wants to know about flagpoles near the Ohio River. Specifically, he says, there are four between the Purple People and Taylor Southgate bridges at Sawyer Point. The furthest west pole has one black band about halfway up. The next one has two bands, the next one three. And the pole closest to the Purple People bridge has four black bands. Jeff wants to know what the bands are for. Rocky Mers with Cincinnati Parks is the man with the answer.
Well, sorry to disappoint, but this is nothing too interesting. The markers are used simply to identify the poles. We've got flagpole 1, 2, 3, 4, and the fifth area doesn't have a flagpole, but we refer to it as Area 5.
Area 5 is next to the ramp that leads down to the river and the Serpentine Wall Amphitheater. It's also where Shark Girl used to be on display. Shark Girl is a fiberglass sculpture of a little girl with a shark head. The piece has since shuffled off to Buffalo, New York. David Lawrence points out there's another Shark Girl sculpture at the Contemporary Arts Center downtown, and he wants to know what her story is. Casey Reardon is an artist and a mental health counselor at the Art Academy of Cincinnati. She's also Shark Girl's creator. Reardon says Shark Girl grew out of the panic attacks she had as a child and, again, in adulthood. She says she was used to working on paper and sculpting was a lot bigger.
But I would create these drawings and these sculptures that were like, okay, I need something time consuming and challenging because I just need to think about not being stuck in this existential, hell.
Reardon says the CAC's Shark Girl sits on a bench on the sixth floor.
I feel like her mood and her outlook has improved. And in that process, people like to be around her, so that's why they sit with her and hang out.
She says the Cincinnati Art Museum has a Shark Girl, too, but it's not on display because it's mixed media and is susceptible to fading. Changes over time relate to our next question. At a polling place, voters are asked to sign in, and that signature is compared to one on hand. Christina Adkins of Goshen asks how a Board of Elections gets your sample signature. Hamilton County Board of Elections Deputy Director Sally Krizzle says they get the sample from when you first register to vote.
You also then sign in our e-poll books when you go to vote, and we will update signatures because, as you know, signatures do change over time. We also use sometimes the signatures on absentee ballot return envelopes. This happens a lot with younger people who kind of change their signature over time, or older people whose signatures change over time.
Krizzle says if there's a question about a signature, they can compare it to past versions to verify someone's identity. Tim Sheldon of Clifton wonders how pilots coming into land at Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport know how to get into position. He says he sees flights going north along I-75 before turning west near Cincinnati State. He wonders if they use landmarks to know when to turn. CVG quality control specialist Eddie Albert says the pilots are guided in, not by landmarks or beacons, but by air traffic controllers.
It's based on our radar, so we're watching them as they descend down, and when they get to an altitude low enough that we know that they can come inbound on the approach, we'll go ahead and turn them in.
Albert says it's all about altitude and distance from the runway.
The job of the controller is to make sure we don't turn them in too close so that he's too high. So we have to make sure they get down low enough before we turn them.
At smaller airports like Lunkin, Albert says pilots will report landmarks to the controllers because they're not using radar. They're often just looking out the window. If you have a question that keeps you up at night or you're just mildly curious about, send it in at wvxu.org/OKIWannaKnow. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.